Blog Talk Radio.
Power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. Live Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host. By name, your seer, Israel, Seer Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery Part number 105, so we're going to bring our elder in. We'll tell you all about the broadcast, and we'll see we'll be on stage for the nice episode part number 105. And we definitely want to get in some prophecy. So, Young Lions, see, can you put up that vision of Paul for me, Young Lions? I see, can you get that vision of Paul? It's something in the 45th chapter, 46, 47, and 48. It's something in there I need to bring out, but if y'all not able to put up the vision of Paul, it's something I want to take a look at it, the vision of Paul. Paul seen something, and he wrote some things down that I want to go over, Young Lion. So we're going to bring our elder in, he'll tell you about the broadcast, and we'll see can we get a little vision of Paul, because something in the vision of Paul is going to tie into what we trying to bring out in prophecy, not trying to bring out, will bring out, maybe not in this lesson, but in the lesson to come, the vision of Paul. So pull up Young Lions and head to the side waiting on me. Go and find our elders and bring them in, bring the elder in, and he'll tell you all about the broadcast. And, all right, so we meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Till. Yahuwah Bijan El Seed Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer as well, with Seed Royal. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah the hell. Well, one thing I can tell you one thing. The foxtail have been lit and the curtain have went up. So the one thing to do is just follow what's written and do what we got to do. And Yahuwah, he'll take it from there. So I'm going to turn it over to you. He'll take your time and take a look at a couple of these memos, and you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the words of Yahuwah, I can definitely say they're in the right place at Yahuwah's ministry to listen to this word. Because one thing that I have found out, the worst place to meet someone is in a congregation of all pastors. You wouldn't believe that gathering together of pastors to see who could do the best sermon to get you to believe in that direction. Well, in the book of Sirach, what does that say? Looking at chapter 6, verse 6 and 35 to 37. Six says, be in peace with many, but have one counselor over a thousand. 35, be willing to hear every Yahuwah discord, and let not the parables of understanding escape thee. 36, and if thou seest a man of understanding, get thee behind unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door. 37, let thy mind be upon the ordinance of Yahuwah, and meditate continually in his commandments or Torah instructions. He shall establish thine heart of mind and give thee wisdom at thy own desire. Well, I guess you can imagine what kind of wisdom you could get among a bunch of preachers at a meeting trying to see who can throw out the best verse at a sermon. That would be something to see. Well, this is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Connecting the books, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information you came to seek, and you have to look no further now. You found it in the voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine right on the search line in atribeyada.com. After you click enter, just under the big lion, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30. Once again, mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. Also, we have a live program. This is a feature that's available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. And click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, @gmail.com. For writing your written opinions or questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known by our members as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. Generally, he's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigarman, and answering many memos. Now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you have happened to miss the beginning of today's program, you can always catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Friday's program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one good note. During the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. And online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs along with the Seer Israel riding a shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But remember, when we're given scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh flow smoothly. We have to remember we're online with hundreds of thousands of listeners wanting to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. So at this time when we can start to listen to these words, let's keep our Bibles open. Let our program yet begin. Pass our program to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right,
Daniel,
back to you too on that. That's excellent. So we were just going to get off on some things because we got a lot of memos, but we, like I said again, we kind of line up some things that need to be known, and we read good stuff yesterday in 10:1 that a wise seer will instruct his people, you know, tell them exactly man got on agenda and how prophecy is to unfold itself. That's the job of a seer to make sure he get it to the elders to tell, and the elders get it to fathers, and fathers get to mothers, and the mothers get to the children. So that's a must. And when you got that, when you in order with Yahweh, guess what? He in order with you. All right, so that's enough said on that. So we go and see who all gonna be on stage for the nice episode part number 105. It's gonna be a long series because there's so much foundational things that have to be said, spirit led. So we'll go and see exactly who all will be on stage for the nice episode, part number 105. We're coming to stage. Let's see. I see the young lion is ready to come on stage. Let's see who all will come on stage for the nice episode, part number 105. Brother Makai Israel, up-and-coming teacher out of Camp 1. Yahweh be with you there, see you right here.
Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There, Brother Makai Israel. Let's see, is Brother Titus, is he coming on stage for the nice episode part number 105? Another up and coming young lion. Young lion teacher out of Camp 1. Brother Titus, Tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahweh be with you there, see right here.
Yahweh bless you there, Seer Israel of Sea Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah there, Brother Titus. And let's find it. I'm seeing a mother lioness on the network. One of the mothers out of Camp 1. You know, Mother E, Mother Z, but Mother E, Mother Z, always in spirit. But on the international side anyway. But Mother D of Israel, Tribe of Yahdah Judah, a lioness. She'll roar in, no question about it. Let's see if we bring, you see it's the mother coming to the stage on part number 105. Mother D of Israel. Yahweh be there, see you right here.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, there, Mother D of Israel, and we'll swing around Detroit, Michigan. Find out one thing was Detroit, Michigan, would she be coming on stage to contribute into part number 105. Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. Princess Leora Israel. Yahuwah bless you, see right.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, Seed Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, the stage have been set for take number 105, so we might well get something going on. So, Brother Micaiah, look at that microphone and get in. And let's see what Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we got that we can get going on take 105. Young Lion, Brother Micaiah, you on the clock. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
Mm-hmm. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. You know, that's a powerful statement you make. But teach who? Teach who at that very same hour? That's pretty good. Let's, Brother Micaiah, let's take a look at some things. In Exodus chapter 1, verse 9, tell me how also, who will he teach at that very same hour, Brother Micaiah? Let's see what it says in Exodus chapter 1, verse 9.
Book of Exodus, chapter 1, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, and he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we.
And in Exodus 2:25, can you talk a little bit more about these peoples that the world said they are more mighty than us? Can you talk a little bit more about them, Brother Micaiah, in Exodus 2:25?
Okay. The book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 2:25 reads, and Yahuwah looked upon the children of Israel, and Yahuwah had respect unto them.
Mm-hmm. So Yahuwah got respect for people called the children of Israel. And that's nice. So, in Numbers chapter 1, verse 1 and 17 and 18, can you get those seer out that teacher says in Numbers chapter 1, verse 1, Brother Titus, we'll get down to verse 17 and 18. It's something I'm trying to get at, but we don't know how we're going to get at. We're going to see how it unfolds itself. Numbers 1 and 17.
The book of Numbers, chapter 1, verse 1. Skip down verse 17 to 18, read. The book of Numbers, chapter 1, verse 1. And Yahweh spake to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, and the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, and of the second year, after they will come out of the land of Egypt, through the word for the land of bondage.
Yeah, but for the national audience, don't even bring in. Either you call it the way it is, or just keep it moving. But it's national. We've got a massive audience there, Young Lion. So we just, if you know what word to go there, put it there and keep it moving so they can keep up all around the known world. We got a massive audience. And their ears is on this broadcast. So if you know what goes there, put it there and keep it moving. Get down to verse 17 and get a little bit more. Verse 17, come on.
Book of Numbers, chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. And Moses and Aaron took these were oppressed. Verse 18. And they assembled all the coming on the first day of the second month. And they declared their pedigrees after their family by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the name of 20 years old and upward by their poles.
Mm-hmm. So we find out that when you get together, so that's why I tell the Moses, when you get together, always be able to bring to the table and always supposed to declare your pedigree and pass it on. So you have to know your pedigree. That's what he's saying. He's supposed to make sure you always let them know their pedigree, because when you hear their name, they'll know exactly what they're going through their pedigree. Now let's find out something in Brother Titus. Let's find out something in Numbers chapter 2, 1 through 9. He said, now declare their pedigree. Otherwise, always be able to tell the people exactly who they are. And what we find out now, these peoples is called the children of Israel. So the children of Israel are supposed to always know their pedigree. And that is the job of leadership, passing it on to the fathers, and the fathers telling the mothers, and the mothers telling the children. Always declare to them their pedigree. Then they'll know when they read the Bible their responsibility. And they'll know the rules and regulations according to Numbers chapter 2, 1 through 9. What did it say there, Brother Titus? What did it say that we can read in Numbers chapter 2, 1 through 9?
The book of Numbers, chapter 2, verse 1 through 9 reads. Numbers chapter 2, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, verse 2, every man of the children of Israel should pitch by his own standard with the ensign of their father's house. For all about of the congregation should they pitch. Verse 3, and on the east side towards the rising of the sun, the standard of the camp of Judah, Yahdah pitch throughout their army. The son of Aminadab should be captain of the children of Judah, Yahdah. Verse 4, and his host, and those that were number of them, were 300,600.
Okay, hold that point right, hold that point right there. Give me one name on verse 3. What name you want to use by looking at it? Give me one name in verse number 3. The children of who? Give me one name. Now, whatever name you give me, that's the name we're going to work with. We're not going to use two names. Give me one name. Which name you want to look and read at? The children of who?
Judah.
Give me a young lion. What name you want to give me after I get through talking? Because I think you was talking while I was talking. So give me one name, the children of who?
Judah.
All right. You'll take the children of Judah. Seer take the children of Yahdah. Good. Verse 4.
Verse 4. And his host, and those that were number of them, were 14,600. Verse 5. And those that do pitch.
Hold that point right there. Hold that point. They tied it. So now we're seeing that the children of Israel is an order of our thing. So Yahdah, children of Yahdah, they on the clock first. And that's a good thing. And we see the order coming behind that, but we're going to skip down to verse number 9 and see what it says in verse number 9. What it says in Numbers 2, verse number 9.
Numbers chapter 2, verse 9 reads, all that were numbered in the camp were 100,000 and 80,000 and 6,000 and 400 throughout their armies. These shall first set forth.
Mm-hmm. So we see when any time for Yahuwah's business, that was Yahuwah saying to Moses and Aaron, any business that foe be done first, the tribe is supposed to make sure they big ears and little mouth and ready to run first is Yahdah, the tribe of Yahdah. The camp of Yahdah is the camp that's supposed to be the first one that get busy on anything that came to Yahuwah's business. Let's run to Judges chapter 5. Let's run to Judges chapter 5 there, Brother Titus. We're looking at Judges 5. We're looking at 1 through 4. and Brother Micaiah held me 9-18 waiting on me. Let's see what it says in Judges chapter 5, verse 1-4 down. Brother Titus, let's see what's going on here with all that understanding. Let's find out something that we can read in Judges chapter 5, verse 1 down to verse 4. Come on.
The book of Judges, chapter 5, verses 1-4. Judges chapter 5, verse 1. Then say Deborah and Barak, the son of Amminadab, on that day saying, verse 2, praise ye Yahweh for the vision of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves. Verse 3, hail you kings, hear ear, O you princes, I will sing unto Yahweh. I will sing praise to Yahweh of Israel. Verse 4. Yahweh, when you went out of Seir, when you marched out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, and the heavens dropped, the clouds also dropped water.
Mm-hmm. Let me get a statement out of that right there. Yahweh, when you went out of Seir, you say you went out of Seir when you marched out of the field of Esau. Mm-hmm. So, very important. Now let's get back to Deborah, Brother Micaiah. Let's get back to Deborah. Let's see, this guy right here, he had a kind of a wimpy spirit on him. So he's showing this guy right here, in other parts, unless he got a wimpy spirit on him. So, but Deborah's going to make a profound statement, what she all about in verse 9. What she about in verse 9. Let's see what she says in verse 9 there. Just give me that one verse there, Brother Micaiah. And I want to expound on this verse 9. 5:9 says what?
Okay, the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, my mind is toward the governors of Israel that offers themselves willingly among the people. Bless you, Yahweh.
So what's she saying? She's saying, bottom line is, I made sure that I stayed with hook, line, and sinker with the governors of Israel. And Yahweh can use anybody, and use Deborah in this case, but she knows clearly that her mind stayed where she was always toward the governors of Israel. And that's a great thing. Now, 10 down to verse 18. Let's see what's going on here, because one thing, children of Israel, they get in order and they get out of order. So let's find out what's going on in verse 10 down to verse 18. You're back on the clock there, Brother Micaiah, come on.
Okay, the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 10 down to 18. Verse 10 reads, speak you that rise on white asses, you that sit in judgment and walk by the way. Verse 11, they that are delivered from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of Yahweh, the righteous acts towards the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of Yahweh go down to the gate. Verse 12, awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, utter a song, arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive. You, son of Abinoam. Verse 13,
read that verse 12 again.
Okay, the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, utter a song, arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, you son of of Ben Oam.
So, according to verse 12, who folks be reminded to do the lead thing when it comes down to trouble? Who's supposed to lead according to verse 12? Young man. I need to know who's supposed to lead in verse 12 that we can read.
The book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 12. It reads, "Arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Ben-Oam."
Mm-hmm. So, do you agree with that, Titus? Do you agree with the way Bobakaya read that? You agree with that? Who's supposed to lead in verse 12? Do you agree? Huh? Matthias?
Okay, let me look at this very carefully so I'll be sure.
You want to look at it real carefully?
Okay, so it's saying here, Ben-Oam, you son of Ben-Oam, lead your captivity captive, you son of Ben-Oam.
Well, my question is, do you agree with what was said that was read by Brother Micaiah that who's supposed to lead in verse 12? We just not reading a bunch of scripture. We have to have the understanding of scripture. Because one thing about, if we don't have the understanding of these scriptures, we just going to be reading, and when the understanding time is laid on the table, we not going to have it. We're just reading. So according to verse 12, who's supposed to do the leading that we can read? What title?
Okay. Well, I'm seeing Baruch.
But you're not sure of it, is you? But you're not boldly sure of who's supposed to lead by reading verse 12, huh? And that's the reason why we said that everybody need to have a tablet, and things that come up, you need to rehearse the righteous act, because one day you'll be on the clock. And the seer might not be around. So then what you going to do? You going to tell them your mind, or you going to tell them what the book is saying? According to verse 12, who's supposed to do the leading is exactly what Brother Micaiah said. Barak. Deborah is telling him, wake up. He said, wake up, Deborah, and arise. Barak, the leader. The leader is exactly Barak. That is the leader. He was a little wimpy, but he was the leader. And how we know that? Now we got to back up and precept that, because it took too long to get that out. And Brother Titus, it took too long. That's what I'm saying. We got to get this thing down pat. We got to get this thing down pat. Now, Mother D of Israel, I'm going to back up to Numbers 27. Numbers 27. Overcame in mind, because anytime we got discrepancy about anything, then number 27 holds you to step up to the plate, and it all is thrown on you if you have a problem with what you just got through reading in that 5-verse prayer. They'll say devil was running something. No, he wasn't running anything. He said, in verse 9, that my mind went to the leaders of Israel. That was a mind work. And Yahweh used her to get this wimpy leader up to get on a job that his business. Because she knew what was written in the 27th chapter of the of Israel, 15 down to verse 17. She knew this was in the book. She knew this. Let's see what it reads. But see, you got brothers that's unlearned and sisters that's unlearned will twist that scripture. But when you know how to go back and peep at it to tie it in, because one thing about it, the first five books is not going to change, and that's the foundation of everything. So you got to know how to go back to the 27th chapter and look at 15 through 17, more D of Israel, bring it out, come on.
Numbers chapter 27, verse 15 to 17, verse 15. And Moses spake unto Yahweh, saying, verse 16, let Yahweh, the Yahweh of the spirit of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, verse 17, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of Yahweh be not as sheep with that which have no shepherd.
Yeah. So see, every time you get a discrepancy about something, that what your foundation is for. And what it said in Moses of Israel 11, verse 3, in the book of Psalms. So what do that say? So anytime you're hesitant about anything, remember the answer always lies in the first five books. So Moses wanna know exactly. And now, matter of fact, before you read that 11, verse 3, back up to the ninth chapter of the same book of Numbers there, Moses of Israel. See, back up to the ninth chapter, so we have to try the up-and-coming leaders to be able to take care of this job, because it's a big job, a waste of, but we got to be clear that you know how to get something with that. Otherwise, lean on our own understanding. It wasn't the fact about was you getting ready to go and think about it. People have the scriptures, go back and peek and say, oh, this is where it go right here. So that's the key right there. We know what Proverbs 3, verse 5 say. Mean not our own understanding. So whenever we're in a type, the answer always lies back in the first five books. This is what Moses said, Moses dear of Israel. He made a profound statement in the ninth chapter. This is what he says in the ninth chapter. Let's see what he says when something come up. When he got a problem with something, let's see what he says in 9, verse 8.
Numbers chapter 9, verse 8. And Moses said unto them, stand still, and I will hear what Yahweh will command concerning you.
You see that? There you go right there. See, that's the game changer right there. It ain't about all. We got to know how to pull the trigger, and if we in any kind of tight, we have to be not, well, let me see what you say, folks that knew that the scripture going to stand, is go back to the scripture and see exactly what he says. Now, Mother dear Israel, go to the 34th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. See, this is a teaching ministry, and we have to make sure you're prepared to do exactly without puzzling. Always remember one thing. The answer lies in the scripture. Everything lies in the scripture. Let's see what it says in the 34th chapter, verse 1. Ezekiel 34, verse 1. 1 and 7. 1, 7, 30 and 31. 1, 7, 31. Mother D up Israel, you're back on. Come on.
Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 1 through 5. I was looking for the chapter.
1, 7, 30, and 31. 1, 7, 30, and 31.
Okay, Ezekiel 34, verses 1, 7, 30 and 31. Okay,
Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 1. And the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 7, therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Yahuwah. Verses 30. Thus shall they know that I, Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, says Yahuwah. 31. And you, my flock, the flock of my pastors, are men, and I am your Yahuwah, says Yahuwah.
This book will tell the story plainly. All we got to be is in growing about what the scripture is saying. So he says, what he says again in 1 and 34 verse 7 to the shepherds called the leaders. What he tell them leaders again in verse number 7, Moses of Israel, he made a profound statement to the leaders. Well, hold on, let me get my shot in there. And so he said, listen, Yahuwah said specifically to the leaders. See, this is a great responsibility, and that's why we're going to read some prophecy shortly. But this is, we have to know the order of things. You got to know who you are, and you got to know the order of things. And when you see anything outside of the order of things, you know it ain't Yahuwah. Somebody else. Nobody saying verse 7 again, a little more audio.
Ezekiel 34, verse 7. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Yahuwah.
I guess so. You leaders, hear, you leaders of Israel, hear the word of Yahuwah. That's the game changer right there. And what is the word of Yahuwah that he wants the leaders to always understand in verse 31? What do you want them to understand, you leaders of Israel? What do you want you to understand in verse 31?
Ezekiel 34, verse 31. And you, my flock, the flock of my pastors, are men, and I am your Yahuwah, says Yahuwah.
And you see that? And see that? See, that, now I got to pull one more rabbit out the hat. Let me see if I pull one more. Let's go to Daniel. I want to run to Daniel, pull one more rabbit out the hat there, Mother D.F. Israel, and Book of Daniel. You see? So you see, this is a spirit that got to be dealt with. We got to know what's going on. Who supposed to know what's going on? We do. But we both know one thing, what is written. Automatic scriptures come to you. And when the scriptures come to you, let's see what it do that we can read. The verse I want to read in the book of Daniel. He said, yeah, see, why don't you run over to the book of Daniel? And because I want you to lay some out in the book of Daniel. And I'm struggling right now. So that's what we're saying, that I'm struggling right now from pulling out my hit. So now you young line, is the hit that I'm looking for that we can go flat and read in the book of Daniel. We can go flat and read. Now, old Seer is struggling right now on reading one verse he wanted to read. Now, I wonder, can y'all help the old Seer out on the one verse he wants to read? One verse he wants to read. And take care of his business, but he's struggling right now. So all I can do, when old Seal struggling like that, you can't get no help. All you can do is maybe forgive, read Daniel 2:16, and I just peep at it a little bit later. I'm going to have to come back to me. Now, right now, I got to drop me some Daniel 2:16 then on the table. What does it say we can read in Daniel 2:16?
Book of James, chapter 2, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation.
Oh, so Daniel said, you give him time, but he didn't tell you nothing out of his mind. And that's the game changer right there. Because if you tell somebody out your mind something, then they can say the same thing. Well, I'm going to tell you something out of my mind, too. So now you got a stalemate. But what Daniel said, look here, you give me a little time, I'm coming back with you. You give me a little time to, like I say, make a couple phone calls. Let me make a couple phone calls and make sure that when I give you answers, that we can read. I'm gonna go where we can read. And that's the key right there. So now so we're about to give me time. I'm going to come back with that verse, but give me some time. But Sam might even know what that verse is anyway. But I'm gonna give the young lions even time for that verse. But we're going to come back from Micaiah back where we left off at. So now we clear this conversation going on that devil is like the, is just like the, you remember that donkey that...
Mm-hmm.
That hold that for Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. See, Yahuwah can work with anybody, but one thing about Yahuwah, he never gets out of order. He can work with anybody, but he never gets out of order. And see, Deborah understood her position to not get out of order. That's why she said in verse 9, one more time, Bud Mackay, what she said, that her mind is toward who? In verse number 9, and Detroit Camp 4, I meet you over in the book, where I'm going to meet you somewhere in the Fumbles, about 22 somewhere. But what it say in verse 9, young lion, what it say in verse number 9?
Book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, My mind is toward the governors of Israel that offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless you, Yahuwah.
So her mind was toward the governor. She understood that one thing, although Yahuwah used her to get the message because the Barak was not up to par. The leadership must always go, the men must lead the way, regardless of her having the insight that Yahuwah used her to take back to Barak. But that don't mean the order do not stay on the table. The order stays as is. Now, I want to back up Camp 4. It's a statement I want to in the book of Numbers. I want to show you that Yahuwah can use to the 27, but one thing Yahuwah is not going to change, the order of things. The way he made things, that's the way it is. But he can use anybody to give a message, but he never breaks the order of the message. You go to case in point, we're going to the 22nd chapter of Detroit. No. And let's see what's going on in verse number 21 down to verse 20. We need to get our point. Let's look at Numbers chapter 22 and pick up verse 21. Camp 4 to toward Michigan, your own, come on.
Numbers 22. Verse 21, and it reads, and Balaam rose up in the 21, Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab.
Yeah, take a settle down to verse 26 and read a little more energy and a little bit faster.
And Yahweh's anger was kindled because he went, and the angel of Yahweh stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. Verse 23. And the ass saw the angel of Yahweh standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. Verse 24. But the angel of Yahweh stood in a path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. Verse 25. And when the ass saw the angel of Yahweh, she thrust herself into the wall and pressed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. Verse 26, and the angel of Yahweh went further and stood in the narrow path where was no way to turn, either to the right hand or to the left. Verse 27, and when the ass saw the angel of Yahweh, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. Verse 28, and Yahweh opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? Verse 29.
Stop it down. And Balaam, stop it down. Stop it down 28 for a minute. So put the ass mouth to talk, but do that make the ass become the leader?
Right.
Do that, because he opened up the ass mouth and had the ass start doing the talking, same token by devil. Because he built the devil, do that make the same thing here he did with the ass? So all of a sudden now the ass become the leader? No.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, a lot of them jump down and bring devil to the table. Listen, devil understood her role. They like the ass understood his role. The ass wanted Yahweh open his eyes to see. But now the ass ain't going to say, now, I tell you what, since Yahweh dealing with me now, let me ride on your back. It don't work like that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to know how to deal with this Bible, and you get to understand through your precepts. The ass, Yahweh deal with the ass. The ass still knew his position once he gave the message to Balak, keep his both foot down and let him jump back up on his back and get big back to ride. See? So, you know, we got to understand Yahweh's order is not going to change. And once we understand, that's why we try to tell the world now, what Yahweh has set down for a people is not going to change. So until you find respect for the people he gonna put in charge of his world, and they coming back to understanding, you ain't got nothing coming until you understand these things, regardless if you find your $10. You pick one people to tell this story and no other people to tell this story. And once we clear, you pick one people called the children of Israel to tell his story. And once you clear about that, then everything going to fall in order. But as long as you still bumming around with who the leaders is, who supposed to do what, it's going to be in a standstill till Yahweh let you know plainly, well, he'll let you know some of Titus in 13th chapter of Zechariah 8 through 10. Because, see, your time is going to run out. That's why this ministry must come now. But this ministry got to tell those with understanding what is written in 13th chapter, verse 8 10. Brother Titus, what did it say?
The book of Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 8 through 10 reads, Zechariah chapter 13, verse 8. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, said Yahweh, two parts therein shall die, but the third should be left therein. Verse 9. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and I will find them as silver is refined, and I will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. And I will say, it is my people. And they should say, Yahweh is my Yahweh.
That's right. Now, the world stumbled at that too, Brother Titus. And now, sometimes you have to now get up into the world with them. You understand something? I owe you $80. And I said, Brother Titus, I owe you $80. And what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna pay you a third at a time, $80. I said, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do, I owe you $80. And I need 12 months. Give me 12 months, and I'm going to pay you your $80. I'm going to pay you in that 12 months a third at a time. So how many times will I pay you? Well, I said $20. Yeah, $20. Fuck it. Tell y'all what I said, $20. Like, $20. I owe you $30. I owe you $30. I'm going to pay you $30 at a time. And I owe you $120. I owe you $120. I said, I owe you $120. And you say, you see, you owe me $120. And so I tell you what I do. Give me 1 year. I'm going to pay you $30. I'm gonna pay you $30. $30 till I pay your third. I'm gonna pay your third of your money. I'm gonna pay you a third of your money, but it's gonna take me 1 year to pay you. So I'm gonna give you a third of your money. How many times I'm gonna pay you if I owe you $120, and I'm gonna pay you a third of it. I owe you $120. How many times I'm gonna pay you in 1 year, 12 months? How many times I'm gonna pay you? Anybody now for that? Anybody on stage can answer that question? How many times I'm gonna pay you? Huh?
Four times.
$30 four times. I'm gonna give you a third four times. So they jumped out in that 13th chapter, and they'll come up with 63% of it. No. I'm talking 12 tries, 1 year, 12 tries, a third is four-thirds in one year is four-thirds in 12 tries. So you got a third with represent the 12 tribes of Israel, and he tell you two-thirds of the 12 is going to be cut off. Then you got another third that's going to wake up. And when that third wake up, where that third going to? The one that two-thirds that's going to die, he can't go that direction. He can't go by the other direction, the one that's out there. So there it is right there. So 50% of the children of Israel is not going to make it.
Right.
Yeah, I hear it, baby. It's all I can tell
you. So what we say to you, that we have to understand our role in the teaching. We got to understand our role. And we have to understand the Bible going to say, you got to make a Bible decision. You want Yahweh to intervene? Because when you jump down to read about Deborah or two, three more women is in the Bible, that don't mean because Yahweh put a word in them, they become legal. Not over me.
Right.
But we'll mess around and show you, we'll go put up a woman in the Bible. We understand that. But that don't make her a leader, just like it didn't make the donkey. Do the donkey become a leader because Yahweh put him?
No.
No. Balak can all of a sudden now say, I tell you what, since Yahweh dealing with you now, and you seen him before I seen him, let me bend down and you jump on my back. No, it don't work like that. That's the point we trying to say. But remember, the leaders of Israel must step up to the plate. And all the leaders will be coming out of voices of a true Israelite. I know the world like to hear that, but we can prove that as the lesson unfolds. But we have to be clear how to make a decision according to as it's written. We don't make no decision by put our mind to it. We got to put the scriptures to it. Okay, you got that point. For that point, I hope that point have been soundly proven. So going back to Brother Mackay back again in the book of, with that understanding, going back to the book of Judges. So now we understand that Deborah saying her mind, my mind is to the governors. Because she know one thing, if it's a weak leader in place, so be it. But she know one thing. She knows she out of order if she get in front of that man. And that's how this thing been turned upside down today when a woman will get in front of that man, not understand that's out of the will of Yahweh. Regardless, you can never get in front of that man because you out of the will of Yahweh. Now, if you don't mess around and get you a Yahweh man, that's on you. You got to stay in your position like Deborah stayed in her position, and the same thing like the donkey stayed in his position. The donkey, Yahweh dealt with the donkey and told him, and the donkey said, and I've been all right with you. He said, I should kill you, donkey. That's what he told him. Called him his ass. He said, I should kill you. See? But Yahweh opened his mouth to straighten him up. Keep that in your mind. But that don't mean the role of leadership changed. Yahweh don't change. What he got sit in Genesis 2:18, it stands today. And what he got written in 3:16 of Genesis, it stands today. The order stands until he returns. Keep that in your mind. So if you got some to jump down and read verses like that, then all of a sudden say, power have shifted over. Power ain't shifted over because Yahweh don't change. And Malachi 3:6, he don't change. Book of Hebrews 13:8, he don't change. So if you got that understanding, that means if we don't understand that verse, then we got to be like a Berean, search and see what can we come up with it, not use my own mind. Now, since we'll say all that, now let's go back to, now we took out verse 12, so we know that Deborah will receive a message to go tell Barak and lead their captivity captive, and he's the son of this man right here. Now, we got that. All right, let's go to verse 13. Because ain't about reading a bunch of scriptures, y'all. We try to get you a pad to understand you have to have the breakdown of those scriptures. Because some come up. You got to go read in the Bible, pull up what it takes to work with, because you're always going to be outnumbered. And if you get in your mind, they can say, well, I can get in my mind, too. But if you get in these scriptures, that's the game changer. Let's see what he's saying in verse 13, Brother Mackay, you're back on the clock. Come on, verse 13.
The book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 13. 13 reads, then he made him that remaineth have dominion over the nobles among the people. Yahweh made me have dominion over the mighty. Verse 14, out of Ephraim was there a root of them against Amalek. After you, Benjamin, among your people, out of Makar came down governor, and out of Zebulun, they that handled the pen of the righteous. Verse 15, and the princes of Issachar were with Deborah, even Issachar, and also Barak. He was sent on foot into the valley for the divisions of Reuben. There were great thoughts of mine. Verse 16, why a valley?
Hold on, verse 15, who was sent where in verse 15?
Okay. The book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, and the princes of Issachar were with Deborah, even Issachar and Barak. He was sent on foot into the valley.
Mm-hmm. So we know who had to go there, regardless if he was wimpy. It was who had to take that role as the leadership was who? Who had to take it? That's right. Go ahead, read.
Verse 16. Why abodest you among the sheepfolds to hear the bleatings of the flocks? For the divisions of Reuben, there were great searchings of mine. Verse 17, Galeed abode beyond Jordan. And why did Dan remain in Shur? Asher continued on the seashore and abode in her breaches. Verse 18, Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeopard their lives unto the death in the high places of the field. Verse 19.
Good. Right there. So now look what happened. Now we read earlier that how this thing goes to unfold over there in that second chapter of Numbers. See, when it's time for Yahweh's business, you don't post a wave on it, and that's what we're reading right now. This is the first sign of them waving. Yahweh already gave you the instruction exactly what to do in Numbers chapter 2. He said, when something go up, there's going to be some trumpets going to be blown, and y'all got Judah, you get on out there and get going first. And then the other tribes understand that you're supposed to immediately stop what you're doing and get busy. And that's the point we're saying right now. Because what we're telling you now is, remember, a wise seer, and last night lesson when you tied in, is tell you it's time to get busy. It's time to get busy because, like we said, we gave you plenty of time to look up what this millionaire got a plan, and these millionaires that's around him, they buying up all the land, fertile land, not to grow anything on it, but to help cause this famine on the people that's coming. You see now, have you noticed that the food that they're buying now is it get to the store a little longer, and when it get there, the prices now have doubled. Have you noticed how the food is getting higher and higher and higher?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even the dollar stores now have put another hit. They don't got past their logo. Now they ain't even dollar stores. They don't put, everybody got a hit on it. And we keep telling you that it's time now for land, school, banquet hall. It's time to roll our sleeves up and put up some beans down. See?
Mm-hmm.
We keep telling you up front, why I see we instruct his people, which is the children of Israel, time to get in the guard. It's time to clean out the rocks. It's time to put some food down.
Mm-hmm.
You go down to the stores and what you've seen at one price now, you say, God, dog. And everywhere you go, and then you got the ships in the harbor now, if you've done any research, where a lot of big dignitaries have done, because they had a lot of calls on it. The ships are stalled because they've been stalled because it's delivered by the powers that be to get you panicking, and the same thing about the truckers and everything else. They're causing you big problems, but you're not seeing it because you don't understand the will of Yahuwah is making his move, but he's making them make their move. And all the big dignitaries is buying up land, forcing these prices up for a food shortage. Look at the price going up. And we're telling you that it's time now to put some beans down. The land is before you. It's time to contribute land, school, and banquet hall. Let's put some beans down. You've been warned to put some beans down. You can turn a deaf ear and act like you don't see it, and all of a sudden you say, well, hey, you've been told. And that's why the young lions have already stepped up and said, look here, one day this week, we're going to jump over in the garden, we're going to get in there and start clearing out and start something down. Because the spirit has spoken. See, that's key to warn you, it's time now. Look at this. You look at all these big dignitaries, these big millionaires. These big millionaires is getting wrecked with what is guy name I mentioned yesterday? Put my mind now. What's his name?
Bill Gates.
Gates. Look at what Bill is doing. He makes sure he's taking all that money. And I do trace his history back. His parents is the one that started these abortion clinics. All this stuff now you got to call. What's that new word they got now for abortion clinics? What they call now? Parents. Come on, y'all help me out. What's the new word they got? Parents something. They got a new word for abortion clinics now. What they call them? Parents.
Yes. Oh, it is. I don't know.
Parents,
something though.
Yeah, that name they got now. See, you don't see no building saying abortion center now. You see, parents planning the. Some you see, I can't get no help from 600 caps, but
I'm trying to get
the same one
now.
The name they got now, a new name for it. A parents planning the something. That's the new name they got. Abortion clinic. Yeah. But you gotta say it from the chest, you know, like you really bring it out, not guess.
Planning.
Okay, excellent. To do the research on that gonna take you right back to Bill Gates' mother and father. Even the one they put in charge over the operation. Where would it come from? So he followed ready the footsteps of his father. He got all the money. He over there. He the one that made a machine over there in Africa that you can put filthy water into a machine and come out clean water.
Down
everywhere. How you gonna put muddy water in a machine and it come out clean?
Right.
Then you say, oh, let's see how clean it is, drink it. Wait a minute, you just got this thing from piles of doo-doo, and you're going to put that in the machine, and now you're going to hold a glass there, and it come out clear water, and now I'm supposed to drink it. Yeah, you drink because it's clear water, ain't it? So you see what's going on? So this man is on a campaign to slow down the population. Because there's too many of you. And matter of fact, how many are you that we can read? Mother D.F. Israel. And in the book of Genesis 24, verse 60, how many of you that was prophesied of you? So now they come up with a way now to tell you that they look at these things now, and now you become smart enough to see that you not the minorities, when you know who you are, because now you can read 24 verse 60, and it tells you something, Mother D.F. Israel. What do it tell you? that you can read in 24, verse 60?
Genesis chapter 24, verse 60. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions.
You see that? And now you're getting smart. Now you started getting smart by understanding it in the 17th chapter. Now you start putting this thing together, and that is the threat. When you start putting this thing together in the 17th chapter of Day of Israel, you start to put this thing together in the 17th chapter of Genesis, verse 6, 7, and skip down to verse 15 and 16. You start to put some things together. And that is the game changer. You think everything based upon numbers? No, it's understanding. Yahweh starts big. But once you understand who you are as a people, then when we read Thomas verse 3 there, Brother Micaiah, we working with something by you starting to make the connection, and Yahweh is telling you something. He said, what's holding you up that you won't? Can you want to rehearse the right back on Thomas, verse 3? What does it say that, Brother Micaiah?
Okay. Going to the book of Thomas. The book of Thomas, verse 3. Book of Thomas. Verse 3 reads, Yahweh the Son said, if those who lead you say to you, see, the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Whether the kingdom is inside of you and it is outside of you, when you come to know yourself, then you will become known, and you will realize that it is you who are the sons and daughters of the living Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
So, Mother Day of Israel, when we go to Exodus chapter 6, when we go to Exodus chapter 6 there, Mother Day of Israel, and we look right down at verse 5, 6, 11, 13, 26, and 27. You know, we might be on something when we go to Exodus chapter 6, verse 5, 6, 11, 13, 26, and 27, and count forward to Detroit, Michigan Avenue, number 622, down to verse 27, waiting on me. You know, if we go to Leviticus more clear, he said, once you know yourself, then the problem that you have is over with. Once you know yourself. Once you find who yourself is, then you understand there's an order about Yahweh's business that ain't going to change. Told this man to lead. That's what he means, man. Lead. I don't care who received the word. Just ask the ass received the word. But that ass don't turn right around and say, I tell you what, because I've seen the word now, let me lead you. You bend your back down, let me jump on your back. No, it don't work like that. So the order is not going to change. But you know who changed? We, without the proper leadership. Once the proper leadership get back in order, and that's why when Yahweh released, when we getting ready to read in his lesson, happily about these leaders that's coming, and these leaders will be identified from the pages of the book. What we read, we can read. What we all we can read, Mama. Come on.
You say Exodus chapter 6.
Yes.
Exodus chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, verse 11, 13. 26 and 27.
Yes,
Exodus chapter 6, verse 5. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom Egyptians kept in bondage. And I have remembered my, verse 6, wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with a great judgment. Verse 11. Go in, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. Verse 13. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, and gave them a charge unto the children of Israel and unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Verses 26 and verse 27. These are that Aaron and Moses, to whom Yahweh said, bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their armies. Verse 27. These are they which spake to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are that Moses and Aaron.
You know, you can go to a preschool, grammar school, high school, college, and you will never be told with a degree in your hand that Yahweh was speaking to he was speaking to help the one that needed to save the children of Israel. You know, you'll never hear this even degree in your possession. You'll never hear all that good stuff he was told to the children of Israel. And you know, you the descendants of the children of Israel. Matter of fact, I got to pull a rabbit out of that. Let me pull a rabbit out of that. Look what he says in Deuteronomy 7. He makes a vow with that what we just got through reading. He always will give you a precept if you intended to his word. He'll give you a precept. Now, in the 27th chapter, Deuteronomy 27, what can we read in verse number 1 and verse number 8? What can we read there, Matthias? What can we read? 27, verse 1 and 8.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse 1 and verse 8 reads, Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 1. And Moses, with the elders of Israel, commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day. Verse 2. And it shall be on the day when you shall pass over Jordan unto the land which Yahweh giving you, that you should set you up great stones and plaster them with plaster. Verse 8. And you should write upon the stones and all the words of this law very plainly.
Hold on, Brother Titus. Let's see if we look at this a little bit better. Like I said, you got a massive audience on, and like I said, again, I'm getting all types of messages coming at me. They really is listening, so make it plain that you present yourself well in delivering this knockout blow. In the 27th chapter, I tell you what to do now. Let's pick up at verse number 7 And we're going to find out. We'll take it down to verse number 10. Anyway, let's go read 7 through 10.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7 through 10. And you shall offer peace offerings and shall eat there and rejoice before Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 8. And you shall write upon the stones all the words of this law very plain. Verse 9. And Moses and the priests and the Levites spake unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day. You are become the people of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 10, read.
Wait a minute. What did you just got through reading? In verse number 9, what did you just say?
Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 9, read. Then a priest, the Levites, spake unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day. You are become the people of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Ain't that so? You know what this man is saying? So do you know, children of Israel, do you know who you are? According to this time right here, you got a birth certificate, you got the foundation. This day right here, wherever this day is, this is your beginning that it was told from Moses to Aaron to his sons, the Levites, that you got a timeline that you have became what? What did he say you became?
My people.
The people of Yahuwah.
Now, don't you think that needs to be hollered on the rooftop? See, when it comes out, you know, this is called a possessive pronoun. This is a possessive pronoun. That's big talk we got in verse 9. He's saying some big talk in verse 9. And go ahead and read another verse.
Verse 10. Therefore obey the voice of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command ye this day.
So now he's telling you, the children of Israel, that's what you is. He's telling you, the children of Israel, what you're supposed to do is do what again? What did he say you're supposed to do again, Titus? What he tell the children of Israel, this what you should do? Do what?
Verse 10, Deuteronomy 27, verse 10. You should therefore obey the voice of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day.
Well, that's big talk with them. I know you're holding Camp 4. I know you're holding a profound statement. And Brother Micaiah held me second here to 15:1-15 waiting on me. But I know you're holding something, Detroit, Camp 4. But I want to look at the 29th chapter of the same book of Deuteronomy. I know you're holding something in Numbers chapter 6, verse 29, verse 27. But I want to look at something. Of course, see, my mind would be one way, then all of a sudden, it's okay, well, I'll tell you what, hold that up for a minute, and tie this in verse 29, verse 1, pick up verse 9 down to verse number 15. Let's see the same we can read, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 1. And we'll pick up at verse number 1, then skip down to 9 through 15. You on the clock, come on.
That's Deuteronomy 29.
Yes. Verse 1. Then skip down to 9, down to verse 16. And this is going to bring a point. This verse 16 is going to bring a point, and I'm going to see where the Sixth Anointed camp kept this point when Isaiah delivered a blow in 2 Ezra 15, 1 through 15. It's a point here. Let's see what it be called after it's read. We're going to Deuteronomy 29, verse 1 and 9 down to verse 16. You on, come on.
Deuteronomy 29, verse 1. There are the words of the, these are the words of the covenant which Yahuwah commanded Moses to make children of Israel in the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he made with them in Horeb.
Hold that part. Hold that part. Careful. Who's the them? Who's the them he's talking about?
Children of Israel.
You give me that answer like a question. No, I want a statement. Who's the them according to 29? Who's the them? I need a statement. I don't need no question. Sorry, you said like a question. I need an answer, not a question.
The children of Israel.
Excellent. That's what I want. No doubt. The them is the children of Israel. No doubt. Get down to verse 9.
Can you repeat that verse? The next verse is 16 and 19?
No. Skip down to verse 9, down to verse 16.
Deuteronomy 29, verse 9 to 16, verse 9. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye may prosper in all that ye do. Verse 10. Ye stand this day, all of you, before Yahuwah, your captain of your tribe, your elders, and your officers, all the men of Israel. Verse 11. Your little ones, your wives, and thy stranger that is in the camp with you. The hewer of the wood unto the drawer of the water. Verse 12. That thou shouldest enter into covenant with Yahuwah the Yahuwah, and into his oath with Yahuwah the Yahuwah makest with thee this day. 13. That he may establish thee today for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto thee a Yahuwah, who have said unto thee, and as has sworn unto thy father, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Verse 14, neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath. Verse 15, but with him that standeth here with us this day before Yahuwah, and also with him that is not here with us this day. Verse 16, for you know how we have dwelt in the land of Egypt, and how we have come through the nations which ye passed by. Verse 17,
And 16. 16, that's it. So, Big Thorne, who was this message pertaining to and to who else is pertaining to? Who is this message to pertaining to and who else is pertaining to?
It's pertaining to the strangers that are with them at that time and for the future.
I ain't heard nothing about no stranger in that period. I ain't heard nothing about a stranger period in that. Young Lions, help me out on that. What? Who is this message pertaining to? And who else is this pertaining to?
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 1.
Hold on. My question is, who is this message pertaining to, and who else is this message pertaining to? That's what I want to hear. Although we read these verses, I want to know something. Who is this message pertaining to, and who else is this message pertaining to?
I know, sir.
So what Israel.
And who else is pertaining to?
It looks like Moses.
Well, so y'all all over the place. I gotta go back to the description. Who is this message? I asked the question, who is this message pertaining to? And who else is this message pertaining to? That's what I asked. Now, let's back up now. Bubba Kaya, you gotta make a detour. Let's go and get a precept and see who is this talking to. Let's go to 2 Ezra 1, beginning of verse 30. Let's see if we turn the light on what's going on here. We can see if we turn the light on, because I didn't get the answer I needed to bring something to the table. You know, and I ain't forgot about that verse in Daniel. I ain't forgot about that verse in Daniel yet. I ain't forgot about it. I just ain't brought it out. But I want to know, see one thing about it. I'm telling you something. When you're teaching Yahweh's word, you got to paint the picture. Now, he made two statements here in the 29th chapter. First of all, he made the statement to the children of Israel, telling about what they become and all this good stuff they became. Good. Then he says, I'm going to establish my covenant with these people who are people, children of Israel. Good. Then he says in verse 14, not only with you, I'm talking about the one that's coming out your loins in time to come. That's what it means, verse 14. So this thing ain't about nobody else but the children of Israel that was there and the one that's going to come out the loins of these same peoples in time to come. That's the number one answer I was looking for. He ain't shipped gears to nobody. He's talking to the children of Israel about the promise of the covenant. He said, not only I make it with you, I'm making it with you only in 14, but making a covenant with the one that's standing in and the one that's not. The one that was standing in was the one that was there, the children of Israel, and the one that's not is up to date, the children of Israel, saying covenant's in place. That's the number one answer. He ain't making nothing with nobody else. He's making with one people, and that's why we have to make a adjustment on it, because it's not about reading a bunch of verses. It's getting this thing in order to let you know Yahweh did not change. He ain't made no covenant with nobody else. He made the one that was there and the one that's coming out of the loins in time to come. And then with the same people, the children of Israel. And matter of fact, Brother Micaiah, let's prove that point by going to the book of Hebrews chapter 7. And look what he said right out of the gate. He said something right out of the gate. He made a statement right out of the gate in the book of Hebrews. He made a statement right out of the gate in verse number 6. And what did he say in 7 verse 6? Hebrews 7, 6. He made a final statement. We'll make a little detour. You know why you don't want to make a joke? Because one thing about it, we're going to have to get this thing right. And that's why we said plainly, you got to look out the window and say, hey, Mabel, what you want with me? Come over here and let me rehearse the righteous act. Can you let me put some scriptures on you and get me an answer? I got to get prepared to move forward. So we just can't put this knowledge up under the bed and only bring it out at time appointed. We got to rehearse this righteous act because it's going to come up. And we got to get the good report for Yahuwah to intervene. Now, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 6. What did it say there, young lion, Brother Makai? What did it say?
The book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, but he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that has the promise.
Go ahead.
Verse 7. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Verse 9.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here, verse 8. And here man that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them, of whom it is witnessed that he lives. Verse 9. And as I may so say, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes to Abraham. Verse 10. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Verse
11. So, hold that point. So, what was the Levites that after Abraham paid tithes 500 years in advance? What were the Levites at? What was the Levites at? They was in the loins of Abraham. They was in the loins of Abraham. The same people that stand here now, he's not making a covenant with the one that's standing here now and the ones that's not. Yet, it was in the loins of the people that he was talking to. And we was in the loins of the people to come, just like Levi was in the loins of Abraham 500 years in advance. See, Yahuwah sees the 500 years of Levi coming through Abraham. But that's 500 years in a point. The same thing, the children of Israel that were standing there, he made a covenant with them. He also made a covenant to the children of Israel that was not. And the children of Israel that's not in verse 14 is the ones that we're talking to right now on this massive global network right now that are not. You are the children of Israel that the same covenant is not done away with. It made with you today to obey what's written in the Bible in order. It ain't nothing done away with. It's all saying what happened done away with is you are walked away from the covenant of Yahuwah through your disobedience. So he made the covenant with them coming up out of Egypt. That's the point we're making. With the children of Israel then and the children of Israel now. So with that understanding, with that breakdown, keep all that in mind. He's telling them fresh off the bat. You just come out of Egypt. I'm making a covenant with you now and a woman that come out your loins later. So when we go to the 15th chapter of 2 Ezra, with that understanding, look what Yahuwah told Ezra. We just got through here. Look what he says in the 15th chapter of 2 Ezra, 1 through 15. Listen what he said and really gear and key in on verse 11 big time.
Okay. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 15, verses 1 through 15. Verse 1 reads, behold, speak you in the ears of my people the words of prophecy, which I will put in your mouth, saith Yahuwah. 2, and cause them to be written in paper, for they are faithful and true. Verse 3, fear not the imaginations against you. Let not the incredulity of them trouble you that speak against you. Verse 4, for all the...
Go ahead.
Verse 4. For all the unfaithful shall die in their unfaithfulness. Verse 5. Behold, saith Yahuwah, I will bring plagues upon the world, the sword, famine, death, and destruction. Verse 6. For wickedness have exceedingly polluted the whole earth, and their hurtful works are fulfilled. Verse 7. Therefore, saith Yahuwah, verse 8. I will hold my tongue no more as touching their wickedness, which they profanely commit. Neither will I suffer them in those things in which they wickedly exercise themselves. Behold, the innocent and righteous blood crieth unto me, and the souls of the just complain continually. Verse 9. And therefore, saith Yahuwah, I will surely avenge them and receive unto me all the innocent blood from among them. Verse 10. Behold, my people is led as a flock to the slaughter. I will not suffer them now to dwell in the land of Egypt. Verse 11. But I will bring them with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm and smite Egypt with plagues as before and will destroy all the land thereof. Verse 12.
Now, wait a minute now. Is Ezra in the days, when we read in the 29th chapter, he said, now, y'all just came up out of Egypt. I just bought you out of that bondage and all this. Did you hear what Yahweh just told Ezra what he was going to do? He says, this is what I'm going to do in verse 11. The key is, do you hear what the man saying in verse 11? Is he talking about looking back and turning to a pillar of salt? Or mm-hmm. is he talking about something else that got the same name of it as that got the children of Israel in bondage today? The man just dropped a bombshell right in verse 11. And we just reading, and the lamp didn't come on. What the man said in 11? Mm-hmm. What he said in verse 11? So now, once he tell you in verse 11, then he pointed to a place that the name of the place mm-hmm. is the same name as once upon a time ago. That's the way he's looking at this. You might look at it as whatever way you want to look at it, but he plays the same place that you're telling mm-hmm. the children of Israel out. And so what place is he talking about? So he let you know what he's going to do to a place that got the same attributes of ancient and present.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11.
Take the book of 2nd Ezra. Chapter 15, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, but I will bring them with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm and smite Egypt with plague as before, and we destroy all the land thereof.
Uh-huh. Hold that part. Mother D of Israel, who is the damn in Hosea, in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 7? Who is damn he talking about in Hosea 4, verse 7? Who's the damn? Hosea 4 verse 7. Huh? Who's him in Hosea 4 verse 7? The damn. Who's the damn in Hosea 4 verse 7? They come on back down to 1 and 2. Who's the damn?
Hosea chapter 4 verse 7. Did you say verse 7?
4. Just pick up verse 4. Pick up verse 4.
Hosea chapter 4, yeah. Verse 4?
Yeah, throw it out of verse 7. I'm trying to find out about this dim he's talking about. Maybe we can find out who the dim is in Hosea 4, throw it out of verse 7, then give me verse 1 and 2. Maybe we can find out who the dim is. You know, when we sit around with our loved ones and we got our teaching hat on, and the dim comes up, How about looking at Hosea 4:4 down to verse 7, then back to 1 and 2? Maybe tell us who the deal is. Come on.
Hosea chapter 4, verses 4 to 7, and then 1 and 2. Hosea chapter 4, read, verse 4. Yet let no man strive nor paper, messed up, nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Okay, see, okay, I'm trying to get it. Verse 5, therefore shall thou fall in the day, and the seer, the teacher, I mean, the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. Verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou should be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thou Yahweh. I will also forget thou children. Verse 7. They were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory unto shame. Okay, verses. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. Hear the word of Yahweh, you children of Israel. For Yahweh has a controversy with the inhabitation of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Yahweh in the land. Verse 2. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood.
Mm-hmm. So when you read four down to verse 7, according to verse 1, who is this message to?
The children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's saying over here, he's telling Ezra that all these ones that you read now is they already Brother Titus, they already, the one he's talking to right now, they already is 12 verse 7 of the book Ecclesiastes. They already got 12 verse 7 that he was talking. When you read the book of 2 Ezra, 12 verse 7, what did he say in the 12 verse 7? They already are 12 verse 7.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7 reads, then should the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit should return to Yahweh who gave it.
Mm-hmm. So all the ones they were talking about then, they are returning back to dust, and Yahweh got the spirit of all them in his hand. See? So he just, and when Ezra was talking about he going to do this damage on Egypt just like the time that he did it back there, so what is Ezra trying to say? What is he trying to say there? Come on back, Brother Micaiah, and let's go back to 11, and we'll read all the way back to verse 7. Then we'll read a little backwards. Come back to verse 11. With that properly understanding, what is he saying in 11, 10, 9, 8, 7? What is he saying there, Brother Micaiah, we can read?
Okay, chapter 11, all the way back to chapter 15. Verse 11, back down to 7. Verse 11, read. But I will bring them with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm, and smite Egypt with plague as before, and we destroy all the land thereof. Verse 10, behold, my people is led as a flock to the slaughter. I will not suffer them now to dwell in the land of Egypt. Verse 9, and therefore, saith Yahuwah, I will surely avenge them and receive unto me all the innocent blood from among them. Verse 8, I will hold my tongue no more as touching their wickedness, which they profanely commit, neither will I suffer them in those things in which they wickedly exercise themselves. Behold, the innocent and righteous blood cries unto me, and the souls of the just complain continually. Verse 7, therefore, said Yahuwah.
All right. So, you remember what you read in 15 verse 1? You remember what you read in 3 verse 1 again, 15 1?
Okay, the book of Sacramentus, chapter 15, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, behold, speak you in the ears of my people the words of prophecy, which I will put in your mouth, says Yahuwah.
So even Ezra know that I'm going to show you some things to come, and I'm going to show you some things we're going to tie in by using similitudes of things that happened. But Ezra was put in a great position to do some damage. Now, come on back to 12 through 15 again. So now he's saying that he's going to take care of the wicked that's over there in Egypt. And I'm going to whoop the wicked just as I whooped them before as you came out of Egypt. He says, just as I took care of Egypt back in the days, I'm going to take care of Egypt again, O children of Israel. Huh? I'm going to take care of Egypt again, O children of Israel. This is what the message is to. He said, hey, Ezra, tell them exactly the way I took care of Egypt back in the days to get them and tell them to make them my people. I'm going to take care of them again, that's the children of Israel that's in Egypt again. And Egypt means bondage and slavery as you is today. So this is a prophecy about what he going to do to the people that got the children of Israel in bondage, slavery, and that all that is basically in the mind, but we read in Thomas 3, but once they beat Frankenstein, then I'm going to turn the captivity of these people once they start putting this thing together. When I make my move, you can recognize me from the page of this Bible, not from that one I say, or parakeeting conversation. Verse 12 on to verse 15, Brother Micaiah.
Okay, the book of Sacramentus, chapter 15, verse 12 down to 15. Egypt shall mourn, and the foundation of it shall be smitten with the plague and punishment that Yahuwah shall bring upon it. Verse 13, they that till the ground shall mourn, for their seed shall fail through the blasting and hail, and with a fearful constellation. Verse 14, woe to the world and them that dwell therein. Verse 15, for the sword and their destruction draws now, and one people shall stand up to fight against another, the sword in their hand.
They doing that part right now. But what he said again in verse 11?
Okay. Book of Second Esther, chapter 15, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, but I, with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm, and smite Egypt with plague as before, and will destroy all the land thereof.
Yeah, 13, verse 40, who's the dam? 39 and 40. Who's the dam in 13, verse 49 and 39 and 40? Brother Micaiah, who was the damn they gonna do all this to? That we can, you know, ain't got to. You know, look at the Bible. Who's the damn he's talking about? He gonna do all this for and bring them, you know, and get them straight. Who's the damn he can read? And 13 chapter verse 39 and 40. Who's the damn that we can read?
Okay, the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verses 39 through 40. Verse 39 reads, "And whereas you saw it that he gathered another peaceable multitude unto him." Verse 40, "Those are the 10 tribes which were carried away prisoners out of their own land in the time of Hoshea the king, whom Salmanasar, the king of Assyria, led away captive, and he carried them over the water, and so came they into another land."
Yeah, well how are you going to do all that with them in verse 38? So how is all this going to happen? What can we read when he put that back together? What can we read on what he going to be working with in verse 38? What can we read there, young line?
In the book of Second Exodus, chapter 13, verse 38 reads, "And shall lay before them their evil thoughts and the torment wherewith they shall begin to be tormented, which are like unto a flame. And he shall destroy them without labor by the Torah instruction, which is like unto fire."
Oh. So he's saying that he watching this Bible, and he said they all gonna go down behind what's written in this book. So he's saying all the stuff that gonna cause your comeback to Yahuwah, and the one that gonna get their tail whooped real good by Yahuwah is these everything is pertaining to the Torah instruction. How it's gonna be, what it's gonna be. So what are you gonna look at? He's not going to look at what you look like. He's going to look exactly according to the Torah instruction, what he got written in that foundational contract. And that's how he's going to make a decision on whoever or whosoever will. It'll be through that covenant that he made in them contracts of the first five books. So that's what he's going to be looking at. He's going to be looking at you. He's going to look at if you it's got the first five books all tied in real good, you're going to be going into the right direction. But if you don't have them first five books in order, then you're not going in the right direction. So that's what you're going to call your hand by the first five books. We're going to stop right there. We're going to bring our elder in, and we'll get back on a lot of this on Wednesday. We'll bring our elder in and come back here on this massive on national audience and tell you all the good things that's going back in, and we're just gonna meet these camps where they at in this blessing, but it's gonna still tie in the same thing. So we'll bring our elder back in and to let you know we'll bring this broadcast. Elder Mr. Tibbs, you're back on the clock, come on. Saying loud day saints, get back to the lesson. We gonna mute the elder. Is that right? All right. Remember, we're back on our ways again Wednesday night for some more BOTTY. Now, okay, well, it's your radio station. That's why I keep saying what we got to do. And got to step our game up. Now, Titus.
Yes, sir.
Pick it up at 2 Ezra 15. Pick it up verse 20 to 27 and 45. If somebody want to take a peek at something that's written in 2 Ezra 15, verse 20 to 27 and 45. Let's see what we can read. And most dear of Israel, help me, 2 Ezra chapter 13, verse 53. Down to verse 55, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see what he says Well, we can read that, Brother Titus, 2 Ezra 15, verse 20 to 27, and verse 45. You on, come on.
Ezra, chapter 15, verse 20 to 27 to 45. 2 Ezra chapter 15, verse 20. Behold, said Yahweh, I will call together all the kings of the earth to reverence me, which are from the rising of the sun, and from the south, from the east, and Lebanon, to turn themselves to nothing, and repay the things that they have done to them. Verse 21. Like as they at this day unto my chosen, so I will do also, and recompense in their bosom, said Yahweh. 22. My right hand shall not spare the sinners, and my sword shall not cease over them that shed innocent blood upon the earth. 23. The fire is going forth from its wrath, and has consumed the foundations of the earth and the sinners like a straw that is kindled. Verse 24. Woe to them that sin and keep not my commandments, Torah instructions, said Yahweh. 25. I will not spare them. Go your way, you children, from the power. Defile not my sanctuary, temple. 26.
Just give me one word. Just give me one word now.
All right. 26. For Yahweh knoweth all them that sin against them, and therefore delivered he them unto death and destruction. 27. For now are the plagues come upon the whole earth, and ye shall remain in them. For Yahweh will not deliver you, because you have sinned against him. Verse 45 reads, and they that remain under her shall do service unto them that have put her in fear.
Wait a second, verse 45.
Verse 45. And they that remain under her should do service unto them that have put her in fear.
You say the ones that have that done you some damage in time and time to come, I'm gonna put them upon you that done you some damage, and you gonna serve them. So he telling Ezra all this good stuff in here. He said, you know, the ones that have put you in fear and put all these troubles on you and stuff like that. He said, you know, one day, same one that had you down, I'm going to get you together, and you're going to have them down. That's what he's saying. He's telling Ezra about something. 27, what he say?
Verse 27. For now the plagues come upon the whole earth, and ye shall remain in them, for Yahweh shall not deliver you, because you have sinned against him.
He said, now you mess around, children of Israel, you get caught for this thing, because of if you don't break away from your sin against Yahweh, you're going to be caught in. Because he's telling Israel, I'm going to get them that have messed with my chosen ones and deliver them up. But if you decide to want to remain and you don't have your understanding properly, that's why we got to teach right. Is you going to be caught up with them. Hold that point, Mother dear of Israel. We thought we want to get that. I think we want to bag up two verses there, Mother dear of Israel. I want to come back, hey, Mother dear of Israel, because he's going to make a statement in the 15th chapter. No, I'll tell you what. Yeah, you go ahead and give me that 13th chapter, because I don't want you to be bumming around trying to get on something that something just jumped on. Now stick with that 2 Ezra, chapter 13, verse 53 down to verse 55. He's going to say something in these verses right here. He's going to make up a final statement in these verses right here. And we need to hear something. Then I want you to keep going in the 2 Ezra, chapter 14, verse 1 through 5. Then Brother Micaiah pick up at 6 down to verse 21. So I want to hear me something in this way. I want to hear something. Because he's going to say
no,
something. Yeah, yeah, I say yeah. Yeah. Give me 2 Ezra 13, 53, down to verse 55. Let's get that out the way, Mother G up Israel. 2 Ezra 13, 53, down to verse 55. What'd that say?
Second Ezra chapter 13 verses 53 to 55. This is the interpretation of the dream which thou sawest, and whereabout thou only art here lightened. Verse 54. For thou hast forsaken thine own way and applied thou diligently unto my law and sought it. 55. Thy life has thou ordered in wisdom and has called understanding thy mother.
So you say, he said, Ezra, I'm telling you something. He said, I've been watching this, but you don't put a lot of time in this thing. He said, look here. He said, I'm going to help you out because one thing about it, you have devoted your time in this thing. And you got it down pat, Ezra. He said, I got to give you credit. You got it down pat because you have put the work in. That's what he's saying. He said, Ezra, you have work in. He said, I'm going to show you some things to come because you have devoted your time in putting the work in. That's what we're trying to tell you, see, right? You got to devote your time when you know who you are and put the work in. That's what he's saying. Let's look at 2 Ezra chapter 14. Yeah, look at 1 through 5.
2 Ezra chapter 14, verses 1 to 5. And it came to pass upon the third day, I sat under an oak, and behold, there came a voice out of the bush over against me and said, Ezra, Ezra, verse 2. And I said, here am I, Yahweh. And I stood upon my feet, verse 3. Then said he unto me in the bush, I did manifest, reveal myself unto Moses, and talk with him when my people served in Egypt. Verse 4. And I sent him and led my people out of Egypt and brought him up to the mount of Sinai, where I held him by me a long season. Verse 5. And told him many wonders, things, and showed him the secret of the time and the end, and commanded him, saying,
"Hey, that's something." So Moses, he said, "Hey Ezra, guess what? I showed Moses the secret, and I also showed Moses the what? Our mothers. What the last word he showed Moses?
The secret of time and the end."
He showed Moses the end. Now, that big talker there. You let Ezra know. He said, Ezra, guess what? As I helped him with me for a minute or two, because then I showed Moses the end of this thing. You know Moses knew the end of this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because why? Because we just found out that Yahweh showed Moses the end of this thing. See? Everything Yahweh have said, and that's why people stumbling around saying Moses the end of this. Now, I gotta put a rabbit out of here. Hold that point there, Brother Micaiah. It's something I wanna bring out after he was shown the end of this thing there, Brother Micaiah. Now I wanna go and find out that some was said to him in 2 Ezra chapter 8. Now, since he know the end of these things, look what was said to Ezra. And that's why, you know, I have to not rethink my thoughts, but it goes back to that, you know, what we read in the book called 2 Ezra 2:19. It goes back to 2:19 on some things that we're gonna take a look at, maybe in this lesson, or we don't. We'll catch it in Wednesday night lesson. But look what he says here, Brother Micaiah, in 2 Ezra chapter 8. We'll pick up verse 15 down to verse 19. My key verse will be 19. What it says in 2 Ezra chapter 8, verse 15 down to verse 19. What it say there, young lion, Brother Micaiah, come on.
The book of 2 Ezra chapter 8, verses 15 down to 19. Verse 15 reads, "Now therefore, Yahuwah, I would speak touching man in general. You know best, but touching your people, for whose sake I am sorry. Verse 16. And for your inheritance, for whose cause I mourn, and for Israel, for whom I am heavy, and for Israel, for whose sake I am troubled. Verse 17. Therefore will I begin to pray before you for myself and for them, for I see the falls of us that dwell in the land. Verse 18. But I have heard the swiftness of the judge which is to come. Verse 13. Therefore hear my voice and understand my words, and I shall speak before you. This is the beginning of the words of Ezra before he was taken up. And I said."
Wait a minute. What about 19?
Mm-hmm. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 8, verse 19. Verse 19 reads, "Therefore hear my voice and understand my words, and I will speak before you. This is the beginning of the words of Ezra before he was taken up."
Taken up? You mean Ezra was taken up? Okay. What it says, verse 27 and 37. You mean Ezra was taken up now?
Mm-hmm.
What was he taken up to? Six anointed camp? Ezra was taken up. These words of Ezra before he was taken up. What it says in verse 27 and 37?
Okay. 27. You say verse 27, 37?
Yes, sir. 27 and 37.
Okay. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 2, verse 27, verse 37. Verse 27 reads, "Be not weary, for when the day of trouble and heaviness comes, others shall weep and be sorrowful, but you shall be merry and have abundance." Verse 37. "Or receive the gift that is given you, and be glad, giving thanks unto him that have called you to the heavenly kingdom."
What was he going to do? Well,
the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 2, verse 37 reads, "Or receive the gift that is given you, and be glad, giving thanks unto him that have called you to the heavenly kingdom."
Oh, so Ezra was called to the heavenly kingdom. So if he was called to the heavenly kingdom, then we'll read that shortly. Then who is there? Who is there in this heavenly kingdom in 14 verse 9, 2 Ezra? Look what we read in out of 2 Ezra 14 verse 9. Brother Micaiah. Let's look at this thing in 14 verse 9, since Ezra was taken to the heavenly kingdom. You know, that's why we had to come back with that bit in the Paul. That was another lesson. Since he's taken to the heavenly kingdom, what can we read in 2 Ezra 14 verse 9, that young lion?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 14, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, "For you shall be taken away from all, and from here forth you shall remain with my son, and with such as be like you, until the time be ended."
What? What did he just say? What did this man just say? He said, "You will be taken up and be with my son." Then he said something else behind that. What did he say there, Brother Micaiah, that we can read, that he says, behind that.
The book of Second Ezra, chapter 14, verse 10. Verse 10 read. Verse 9. For you shall be taken away from all, and from henceforth you shall remain with my son, and with such as be like you, until the times be ended.
What is he saying here? He's making a profound statement to Ezra. He's telling Ezra something. He said, Ezra, you're going to be taken up. He said, and where you going, you're going to be with my son. And not only that, you're going to be with people that are, with such that is like you. What is he saying here?
What is he saying?
Oh, my goodness. Well, sooner or later, I'm going to be up Israel. Back to the 14th chapter of the book of Acts. He said, you're going to be with... You're going to be with like you. Not only Yahweh the Son, he said you'll be such like you.
That's talk now.
And that's why we keep telling you, sooner or later, you're going to put one and one together, and you're going to come up with the proper understanding of one plus one means. Let's see what he says, what Paul says with a precept in the 14th chapter. Verse 15.
Acts chapter 14, verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
It reads, and saying, sir, why do you these things? We also are men of like passions with you and preach unto you that
read again.
Acts chapter 14 verse 15. And saying, sir, why do you these things? We also are men and like passions with you.
Stop right there. Come on back to that verse again, Brother Micaiah. He said, Paul said, we are men like you. We are men like you. What is said in 14 verse 9 of 2nd Ezra? Y'all lying? Read it. Second Ezra, 14 verse 9. Brother Micaiah, bring it.
The book of Second Ezra, chapter 14, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, for you shall be taken away from all, and from henceforth you shall remain with my son, and with such as be like you, until the times be ended.
Oh, my. That's good stuff here. The chart, camp 4. Let's go to Genesis 5:24. Now, who was there like Israel in this heavenly position? Who is the them that we can read is like Ezra that we can read? Genesis 5:24. Detroit, Michigan, bring it.
Oh, well.
What you saying, Latter-day Saints? They going to mute Campo? Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
5:24.
The book of Genesis, chapter 5, verse 24 reads, and Enoch walked with Yahweh, and he was not, for Yahweh took him.
Yahweh done what?
Yahweh took him.
So took him, and in 2 Ezra 14:9 says, you're going to be with my son and with them and those that are like you.
Mm-hmm.
So now, who is there besides in this heaven we're talking about? Who's there besides his son that Ezra on his way to? Who else there? I don't want to answer like it's a question. I want a bold answer. I mean, you just got to read. He said you will be, but so now we know who.
Enoch
is there. Mother D.F. Israel, 2 Kings 2:11.
Second Kings chapter 2, right here. Okay, let me find. 2 Kings 2:11. Read. 2 Kings 2:11 reads, and it came to pass as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind unto heaven.
What is going on in 14:9 that we can read to Brother Micaiah with the information we just found out? What is this we reading over here in 14:9? What we read?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 14:9. Verse 9 reads, for you shall be taken away from all, and from henceforth you shall remain with my son, in which such as be like you, Enoch, alive, until the time be
right. End. It don't take much to get the old seer happy. It don't take much.
Yahweh?
It don't take much. All you got to do is deliver the knockout blow. You see what's all that in 14:9? That is in 14:9.
Yahweh?
So now we see, he said, you're going to be there with Yahweh. You'll be with the son, Yahweh the son, and you'll be there with we using one we can read. So we know one thing. We know that from what we read out here, that's why he said, watch yourself, see, don't jump out though they are in 2:19. Now come on, give me 2:19, Brother Titus, give me 2 Ezra 2:19.
I'm going to
2 Ezra and Sirach 49:10.
Second Ezra, chapter 2:19 reads, and as many fountains flowed with milk and honey, and 7 mighty mountains, whereupon there grow roses, lilies, whereby I will fill your children with joy.
What kind of mountains did he say again?
Verse 19, as for many fountains flowed with milk and honey, and 7 mighty mountains.
So one thing we do know about these 7 mighty mountains, Sirach 49:10, what we do know by the records or what? What do we do know?
The book of Sirach. Chapter 49:10 reads, and of the 12 seers, let the memorial be blessed, and let their bones flourish again out of their place. For they comfort Israel and deliver them by assured hope.
So, Brother Kyle, of these 12 seals, we know who they are that do not have to have their bones brought back. Who can we read that will not, is not in the ground, I mean, in the ground, they spirit, I mean, they bodies in the ground, they spirit with Yahuwah, but we know who not to be revived back for these 12. We know who is not in that 12.
Okay.
Who is not
who
in that 12?
Who is not in that 12?
Who is not in that 12 and not in that 7? Who is they not in that 12 and they not in that 7? Who is not in the 12 and not in the 7? We just got through reading them.
We got Enoch.
Not in that.
We got and Elijah.
Not in that. And?
We got Abraham.
No. Hold on. Who we got not in there is Enoch. We got Elijah and Ezra. Them three is not in. They don't need. They've been taken. Them three. So them three would not be in that number of the 12 got to come back. They would not be in the seven mighty mountains because they already is already there. They already, Enoch, Elijah, and Ezra. So we know them three names is not in the 49, verse 10. Them three names is not in the 219. Them three names already, it got the eyeball on these things already. These three, it's already there what we try to get to. Them three. To get where? That's the point. To get where. And find what it got to get to, where they got to try to get to. And Ezra going to tell us some of that. Titus. Let's find what Ezra got to say. We're going to 2 Ezra chapter 9. Verse 1, 8, 22, 31 through 33, and 37. We know one thing that they have made it to heaven, but now we have to get a little more clarity on what's going on. We're going to 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 1. 8, 22, 31, 33, and 37. Come on.
Second answer. Chapter 9, verse 1, verse 8, 22, 31, 33, 37. Second answer, chapter 9, verse 1 reads, "He answered me, then, and said, measure you the town digitally in itself. And when you see it's part of the sign, pass which I have told you before." Get out of verse 8 read. "To be preserved from the said pearl, see my salvation in my land, and within my borders, for I have sanctified them for me from the beginning." 22 reads, "Let the multitude perish then, with
point. He said, "I sanctified them from the beginning." Mother, D of Israel. What is he talking about? In Deuteronomy 32, verse 10. What are you talking about? "I sanctified them from the beginning." Well, what are you talking about? You mean you have already done this thing, done something from the beginning? Who is he talking about? 32, verse 10.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 10. You there, Sia?
Yeah, read.
Okay. Deuteronomy 32, verse 10. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
Verse 9.
For Yahweh's portion is his people. Israel is the lot of his inheritance.
8.
Verse 8. When the Most High divided to the nation their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You mean that all this is right here? Come on back, Titus.
Yeah, I'm at verse 22.
All right, go ahead. 22.
Second Exodus, chapter 9, verse 22 reads, that the multitude perished then, which was born in vain, and let my grace be kept and my plan, for the great labor have I made it perfect. Verse 31,
verse
32.
Verse 8. One more time.
Second Exodus, chapter 9, verse 8 reads, should be preserved from the said pearls, shall see my salvation in my land and within my borders. I have sanctified them for me from the beginning.
So he sanctified them from the beginning. We just read what the them is in all in 32 verse 8. So you see right, listen, do you hear this man is the man who sanctified the children of Israel from the beginning? This is your job to do and bring this out. Skip down to verse 31 to 33 and 37 and the closing statement.
Skip down to 31 to 33 and 37. For behold, I saw my law in you, and it shall bring fruit to you, and ye shall be honored in it forever. 32. But our fathers which received the law kept it not, and observe not your ordinance. And though the fruit of your law did not perish, neither could it, for it was yours. 33. Yet they that received it perish, because they kept not the thing that was sown in them. Verse 37. Notwithstanding the law perished not, but remaineth in its force.
So you see, he's telling the people of the children of Israel said, listen, this thing is about my law. I sanctified you to do my law from the beginning. I kept you, the children of Israel, as the apple of my eye, as long as you doing the law. First five books. Yeah, I had to sit up from the beginning. Well, but Titus, give me a closing statement, but stay on the line. Come on.
All right, closing statement. I'm going to Baruch. Chapter 4, verse 1. For this is the book of the commandment of Yahweh, and the law that endureth forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Hallelujah,
next. If you don't keep the law, you're going to die. Children of Israel. Right? Maldi of Israel. Go to the 10th chapter of the second book of Ezra. And look at verse 23 and 27. What it says in the second book of Ezra chapter 10, verse 23 and 27. What it say we can read?
Second Ezra chapter 10, verses 23 and 27. What you say?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Second Ezra chapter 10, verses 23. And which is the greatest of all? The seal of Simon has now lost her honor, for she is delivered unto the hand of them that hate us.
Read that again. 20. Read that again.
Second Ezra chapter 10, verse 23. And which is the greatest of all? The seal of Simon has now lost her honor.
Zion.
So she,
that's Zion with an S. S and a Z is one and the same. Talking about Zion. So you
okay.
Said, oh, like you said, in Southern Kingdom, Yah God Judah. You said Zion is spelled with you, they can bring it with an S. Or they can bring with a Z, but a rose is a rose. I don't care if it's a big rose or a little rose. It's talking about Zion, Southern Kingdom.
Okay.
Now, what
are you saying
in verse
27? Verse 27. And I looked, and behold, the woman appeared unto me no more, but there was a city built in a large place, showing itself from the foundation. Then was I afraid and cried with a loud voice and said.
Mm-hmm. You say he looked and what about the woman again?
Okay. 27. And I looked and beheld the woman appeared unto me no more. But there was a city built, and a large place showed itself.
So this woman that he looked at became a city.
Mm.
He looked around, the woman he's talking to, and a woman became a city. That's big talk. Mother D up Israel closing statement blanket. That's big talk today.
Right.
Became a city. That's big talk today. See, I'll tell you something. One thing about it, sooner or later, Mother D, give me Ezekiel 33:33 in the closing statement. And Brother Micaiah, you have 10:57 waiting on me, same book of the 10th chapter. Verse 33. Yeah, 33:33.
Yeah.
Read that real quick.
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 33. And when this come to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a seer has been among them.
Well, like I said again, sooner or later, they're going to all be put together. But the seer's job is one thing, get the ills in order. For this great push is coming. So that's a game changer right there. Once we know, we'll know when you order. Because what we do now, you'll be able to do it just as good or better. And be with no problem whatsoever. And that's the game changer. 50 through 57. Bring it. Brother Micaiah.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 33. Verse
50, 57. Wait a minute. Hold on. What book are you reading out of?
Did you want Ezekiel?
No. Second Ezra.
Okay.
No, it's different Second Ezra. Second Ezra 10, 59, verse 57. Let's ride with that.
Hey, the book of Second Ezra, chapter 10. Picking it up at verse 57. 57 read.
Hold on. Second Ezra. chapter 10, verse 50, down, straight down, 57.
Oh, 50. Okay. The book of Sacanazar, chapter 10, verse 50, down to 57. Verse 50 reads, "For now the Most High seeth that you are grieved unfriendly and suffereth from your whole mind for her. So hath he showed you the brightness of her glory and the comeliness of her beauty." Verse 51. "And therefore I bade you remain in the field where no house was built." 52. "For I knew that the Highest would show this unto you." Verse 53. "Therefore I commanded you to go into the field where no foundation of any building was." Verse 54. "For in the place wherein the Highest Yahuwah beginneth to show his city, there can no man's building be able to stand." Verse 55. "And therefore fear not, let not your mind be unfrightened, but go your way in and see the beauty and greatness of the building, as much as your eyes be able to see." Verse 56. "And then shall you hear as much as your ears may comprehend." Verse 57. "For you are blessed above many others, and are called with the Highest Yahuwah, and so are but few."
Read verse 27.
Read verse 57?
27.
Okay. The book of Second Esdras, chapter 10, verse 27. 27 reads, "And I looked, and behold, the woman appeared unto me no more, but there was a city built, and a large place showed itself from the foundation. Then was I afraid, and cried with a loud voice, and said..."
Galatians 4:26. What is he trying to tell us about this woman, this mother? Yes. What is he telling us? What is he trying to tell us? Remember, the Bible is cold to those that do the Torah instruction. What is he trying to tell us about this right here? What is he talking about? Galatians 4:26. Brother McKay.
Book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 26. 26 reads, "But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all."
So this woman is our mother, but this mother became a city. And what the city name is again?
"But Jerusalem, which is above free, which is the mother of us all."
So you're telling me when I go to the book of Hebrews, so if you're trying to tell me something else, young lions, if you're trying to tell me something that, what is he trying to tell me? If he's trying to tell me in the book of Hebrews, remember we read, he said, "I showed Moses all this stuff to." I showed it to Moses too. He said, "I showed it to Moses." So what are you telling us that we need to know in 12, verse 12 of Hebrews?
The book of Hebrews, chapter 12. Verse 12 reads, "Wherefore lift up the hand which hang down in the feeble knees."
And for what reason? Let's pick up verse 20 and we'll read down to verse 22. Let's find out what reason he can't use to lift up your hands. You got the old feeble knees. You know you just ain't going to get this thing. What are you talking about that we can read in verse 29 and verse 22?
What book are you in, sir?
Same book. You're skipping down to verse 22. 20 to 22.
Okay, 29. The book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 20 down to 22. Verse 20 reads, "For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart." Verse 21, "And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake." Verse 22, "But you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living Yahuwah, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels."
Hmm. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You mean in 2 Ezra 14, verse 9, can you help me out again in 2 Ezra 14, verse 9?
Uh-huh. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 14, picking up at verse 9. Verse 9 reads, "For you shall be taken away from all, and from henceforth you shall remain with my son, and with such as be like you until the times be ended."
Who is the such of ones that can be like you that we can read again? Who is them such a one as like you? Remember, give me a name for time's sake. Enoch, Elijah, and my son. He said, my son is there. And he said, Enoch is there. And he said, Elijah is there. Ezra is there. And Moses came up to a place that Moses said, remember, what we read in 14 verse 5? A second is, what? Can you recall what we read in 14 verse 5 there? Read that, Brother Micaiah. What does it say in 14 verse 5?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 14, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, "And told him many wondrous things, and showed him the secrets of the time and the end, and commanded him, saying."
Oh, he showed him the end. Now come on back to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. He said he showed him the end. Let's talk about what he showed him. The end. An end of what? Verse 22.
The book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. 22 reads, "Come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living Yahuwah, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the innumerable company of angels."
You mean that the heaven we're talking about is what? What are we talking about when his son is there and Enoch is there? And all my life, I thought this place was up and away. You mean this place is right over here, right over there, in what we call the desert part right there, but it is in another dimension. And all right there, land back in the cut, is Yahuwah the son there, and Enoch is there, and Elijah's there, Ezra's there, and he showed Moses that all the time. So when we read the 17th chapter, verse 1, Matthew's, we can understand some things. What can we read in 17, verse 1 of Matthew?
Going over to the book of Matthew, chapter 17, picking up at verse 1. Book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "And after 6 days, Yahuwah the Son taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and brings them up into a high mountain apart." Verse 2, "And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light."
Go ahead.
Verse 3. "And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him."
That's it right there. Give me second book of Ezra 13:36. Sacanessa 13:36.
The book of Sacanessa 13:36 reads, "And Zion shall come and shall be showed to all men, being prepared and built, like as you saw the hill graven without hand."
That's up. What's that, verse 36 again? We can go on and on and on. It's amazing how we want to get in that one I say, and we don't recognize the sign of time. Verse 36 in the closing says, we'll leave it like that. Read it again.
The book of Sacanessus, chapter 13, verse 36. 36 reads, "And Zion shall come and shall be showed to all men, being prepared and built, like as though you saw the hill graven without hand."
So now you understand what's going to be prepared for all men to the children of Israel but you got to make sure that you never ignore what's written in verse 38. See, just don't forget what's written in verse 13:38.
The book of Sacanessa, chapter 13, verse 38 reads, "And shall lay before them their evil thoughts and the torments wherewith they shall begin to be tormented, which are like unto a flame, and he shall destroy them without labor by the Torah instructions, which is like unto fire."
2 Ezra 12:49, the closing statement. So you see, right, did you hear the man saying, children of Israel, you got to make sure you got the Torah instruction and doing it and preparing, because this is what's going to be, this going to get you in or get you in the fire. So this all over. So you let the apologetics and the world tell you, you ain't got to do that. You're going to be stoned if you don't have it. Do we tell you in 2 Ezra 12:46? And the closing statement.
The book of Sacanessa, chapter 12, verse 46. 46 reads, "Be of good comfort, O Israel, and be not heavy, you house of Israel."
He said, "Be of good carriage." That means step to the plate. Be of good carriage, Israel. Have some carriage in you about this thing. 23:6 of Hosea, real quick. 23:6.
Oh,
Joshua 23:6.
The book of Joshua, chapter 23, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, "Be you therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the Torah instructions of Moses, that you turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left."
So you see where else to pull that from. Sooner or later, y'all going to recognize